Quibbleba. It is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I just got done watching a football game. That's right. Because all I'm doing for this month, not a calendar month, mind you, a football month. Yes, I've been watching the World Cup again. That's all I do these days. And I just watched the Senegal game. And they were doing really good, but that game ended up in a draw. And so, what comes on next? Oh, I gotta check real quick. The next game is in about a half an hour. Why doesn't my TV remote want to work? There we go. And this game is, oh yeah, Colombia. Which way is that going to go? I don't know. But that game doesn't start for another, 35 or 40 minutes. So in the meantime, I have changed the channel. Because, oh sure, I could watch Alexi Lalas talk about football. But I'd rather listen to him talk about his career in the Spin Doctors. And speaking of Spin Doctors, that McLaren just spun. Because what am I doing right now? Instead of watching Alexi Lalas, even though I would love to watch Hernan Crespo and Fernando Fiore discuss football, I also have to put up with Alexi Lalas, and I just can't do it. So I changed the channel, and I'm watching F1. Look at this exciting race. I missed the first couple laps, and there was a incident in the first couple laps. Somebody spun. They went to yellow. They just now got the race restarted. Lewis Hamilton is in the lead. My cat's favorite driver. And the bad news is, not so bad anymore. My guy, he was in last place. Valtteri Bottas was in last place, but now he's up to 16th out of 20. So he's got a long way to go. And he's only got, 45 laps to do it. And that's good. Go for it, Valtteri. In second place, we have, Max Verstappen. And then Carlos Sainz. And then, what's his first name? Ricardo, the Australian guy. I can't think of his first name right now. Now, here's the weird part. The Ferraris are back in 6th and 13th place. I did not get to see qualifying, but obviously the Ferraris did not qualify well. And with Valtteri Bottas starting in the back, they must have had to do an engine change or something drastic. So yeah, Carlos Sainz in third place. Wow, all the Spanish fans are going crazy in the stands as he drives by. Awesome. Lewis Hamilton has just turned the fastest lap, 137.454. Now, I don't know how good or bad this is because I'm not familiar with this track. This is the first time they've been back on this track in a few years. So, But look at him zipping around. Zing, zing, zing. Oh, I'd love to drive one of these cars. But anywho. That guy just hit 330 kilometers per hour on that straightaway. Very nice. So, yeah, I'm not doing anything today. Oh, there goes my cat zinging by. What was that all about? Let's see, 1/1000. I just saw my cat for 2 seconds, literally, as she ran through the room. I don't know what's going on, but some kind of kitty business. I'm not going outside today. I got up a little early. It's not even noon local time. It's already 90 degrees. And I don't know, I don't remember how hot it was supposed to get. I think I remember seeing that it was going to be 94 or 96 or something ridiculous like that. Let's get an official temperature here. Yes, it is currently 90 degrees. On its way up to, and it's not going to tell me for a while, so let's get back to the race here. Zing, zing, zing. And here we are, watching the race from the Ferrari point of view. Wing, 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 zing, zing, wing, wing. Valtteri Bottas has passed another couple of people. Good job, Valtteri. He's up to 13th. Run, run, run. Sebastian Vettel, who was in 13th, is now up to 11th. Raikkonen is in 5th. Uh-oh. Sainz has been passed by Ricciardo. So Ricciardo is now in 3rd place. Zing. Oh, isn't this exciting? Isn't this an unusually fun race? Yes, it is. Hooray for racing. What else is on, though? Let's check the schedule. Oh, it's a Star Wars weekend, apparently. Lots of Star Wars. A King Kong. Which one is it? Oh, it's the latest one. Because, yeah, there's a movie that hasn't been remade enough. King Kong has been remade, what, 4 times? That's not a record, though. I could think of some movies that have been remade more than that. But I won't. I won't bore you. As I keep flipping up the schedule, I'm not even sure what I'm looking for. But one great thing happened to me last night. I would love to give you another Tobe movie review today, but I didn't watch any movies last night because after I saw all the football games, well, actually, I didn't see them all because I didn't see the Belgium game. The Belgium game was on super early, so I missed it. But yeah, Belgium won, of course. And I have a feeling they might win their Group G. But after most of the football was on, then there was a big gap of nothing, and I started going through the channels, and guess what was just starting at like 12:30? AFL Premiership. Yay! So I got to watch some footy, and I got to see a really decent game between Collingwood and Carlton. Collingwood got off to a slow start, but they came back and got into a decent lead. And they won the game. It was a good game. Not like last week's game, which was a big blowout. Last week's game was such a huge blowout that it was 77-7 at the half. And that other team's 7 points, those were all behinds, not a single goal scored in the entire half. 77-7 at halftime. I was like, wow. The other team, the team that doing poorly, eventually did come back and managed to score about 50 points, but not nearly enough to do anything about the game. I do love watching footy. And by footy, I do mean Australian rules football. If you've never seen this sport, I highly recommend it. It will blow your mind. All right, and up here on the other sports channels, there's a lot of racing today. I'm watching F1, and then on NBCSN we have IndyCar racing from Road America, which is another road course race. Yay! And then, of course, on Channel 78, which is Fox Sports 1, we have NASCAR, which is at Sonoma, which is another road course race. So I've got all these road course races going on simultaneously, and I can only watch one at a time. I wish I had picture in picture like on my old TV so I could at least watch two things. Maybe I should just get more TVs. No. That is not going to happen. Although I could watch multiple football games at that if I had multiple TVs, but the World Cup doesn't do that. They don't play any games simultaneously, so it doesn't really matter. But back when the season starts up, there will be time when there are simultaneous games that I want to watch. Oh my god. And look what's on one of these junk movie channels. Summer School. Starring Mark Harmon as Freddie Shoop. Mark Harmon, the NCIS guy. Oh yeah, Summer School. That was a real piece of junk. I sort of vaguely remember when that came out and it flopped really good. Kirstie Alley and just so dumb. And look what's up here on KXVO3. Looks like it's Pam Grier Day because we got Foxy Brown and then Coffee. And then, oh, it's some Rock Hudson movie. Rock Hudson. Oh, brother. Nothing else. Okay, we got to go up here to the last sports channel. What do we have? Oh, it's all UFC. Until when? Tonight it'll become World Cup at 7 o'clock. Okay. Then we got games at 9, so I'm good. I'm good. I've got all my football planned out for today. And yes, it does require planning. I'm pretty happy about that. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of tired. I'm not tired. I'm just sort of worn out from sleeping. Yeah, I didn't sleep too bad. And I woke up at about, I remember rolling over and looking at the clock at about 8:40 or something like that. And I rolled over and I went back to sleep and I had a dream. I can't really remember all of it, but it had something to do with dipping food in wax, like making sandwiches and then cutting the crusts off. What was I doing? I wasn't doing it. And then dipping a sandwich in wax so that it's wax coated and, you know, like hermetically sealed. Why was I involved? I don't remember much more of it. I just remember that sometimes I have the weirdest dreams about the strangest things. And was my brain trying to tell me something? Should I be melting some wax? Should I be dipping things in wax? Should I? I do love wax. Paraffin. It's been one of my favorite things ever since I was a little kid. And so I'm always, you know, kind of trying to think of new and interesting things to do with paraffin. And every once in a while, I do feel compelled to buy some. And the last time I bought wax, I had to do so in the middle of the night. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and suddenly I decided I needed some wax. Luckily, I have 24-hour grocery stores within a mile and a half of my house that sell wax. And what does a cashier... Well, the cashier is probably not thinking anything, but, you know, if I was a cashier at a grocery store and a guy came in at like 1:30 a.m. to buy a pound of paraffin, I'd be like, What is this guy up to? What's this guy doing? Oh. I do love wax. And that reminds me, what was I going to do today? Seems like I was going to do something today, but now I don't remember what it was. Huh. Was I going to go to the store? No, I got lots of food. And I don't know. I don't remember. I do not remember. Oh, I remember one thing I was going to do. I was going to see when the next Belgium game is. Come on, Belgium. Go, Belgium. Win the whole thing. Oh, and who's this? Somebody just jumped up here on the futon with me and is rubbing her face up against my elbow. And now she's licking my elbow. Hi, fluffy kitty named Peppa. Okay, this means we now have to move down to the floor. Okay, put the blanket over my legs. Okay, come on. Get in here. Yeah, who's a good baby? Yeah, come on. Sit on the banky. Oh, don't you want to do some banky business? What are we not going to sit on the bank? Okay, here we go. All right, so the cat has decided to sit on the blanket. Who's a good baby? Yeah, hi. You're a good kitty. Ooh. So here's me and my kitty sitting here watching the F1 racing. Oh, look at them race. The Ferraris have moved up into fourth and fifth place. They have both gotten around Carlos Sainz and everybody else. So now the standings are Hamilton, Verstappen, Ricciardo, and then the Ferraris. Haha. The Ferraris are not on the podium and are quite a way back. Will Kimi Raikkonen manage to pass Ricciardo and get on the podium? We don't know. We will find out. Won't we, Pippa? Yes, we're going to watch the racing. Pippa is facing the TV. She's got looking right up at it, and she's watching the cars go zipping around. Because kitties like F1. She's like, yeah, I want to chase those guys. You want to go get them, don't you, Pippa? Yeah, she sees things zipping around, and she wants to get them. Yeah, so that's what we're doing. Earlier, I was doing some research. I was doing some reading. I was reading up on Kulintang music from the Philippines. Last night, I was on Calm, and we were talking about all kinds of weird stuff, and gamelan came up. I'm a big fan of gamelan music. Comes out of, you know, Malaysia and Indonesia. And then this morning I got an email from Snowdusk saying, you know, if you like that stuff, you might like the Filipino version too. It's called Kulintang. And I thought to myself, oh, you know, that does sound vaguely familiar. And so I looked it up and I was doing some reading about it. And I thought, yeah, I've come across this once before when I was doing gamelan research. And the Filipinos have their own little version. It's essentially the same concept. You know, we got a musical instrument made out of tuned brass gongs that sit on a rack and are struck with wooden sticks. And the difference between the Filipino version and the Indonesian version is basically the scale. The gamelan scales, the two main scales are called Pelog and Slendro. One is a 5-note scale, the other is a 7-note scale. But in the Filipino version, there is no set scale or even pitches. And so this leads to other interesting developments. And so later today, this is probably what I will do. I will try to find some more of that music, the Kulintang music, and listen to some of that. And, you know, see what I can get out of it. Which brings me to something else. This is kind of a weird pet peeve that I have, but people always ask musicians, well, who are your influences? And I always think that's kind of a stupid question, because we are completely influenced by everything in our environment at all times. And so to think that there's specific things, especially in music, that influence somebody, yeah, there might be some more than others, but when it comes to me, at least, I hate it when people say, well, what are your musical influences? Because I have been influenced by every single thing I have ever heard. My musical influences range from old-time music to bluegrass, to neoclassical and Baroque music, to gamelan, you know, to everything I've ever heard, ever. Which is a lot of stuff, because I'm one of those guys who's, I'm looking for the weird stuff. I'm looking for the stuff I haven't heard before. Yes, I am, aren't I, Pippa? Pippa has now stopped watching TV. She's flopped over on her side, and she's got her face buried in the blanket. I cannot see any part of her face. She's just got it jammed down into the blanket as she uses her front paws to knead and claw at my ankles, which are covered with blankets, so I'm not feeling it. Look at this kitty. And I'm petting her, and all her fluff is coming up into the air. All her undercoat, all that nice downy insulation fur is now floating around in the air, getting into my nose. Oh, there's so much kitty fluff around here. My whole house is nothing but kitty fluff. Isn't that right, Peppa? You're the fluff monster. And how does she respond to that? She buries her face further into the blanket. Yeah, just bury your face in there. Get it in there. Such a wacky cat. Look at this. Fluff everywhere. All this fluff gets into my air, and then I inhale it, and now I got fluff in my throat, and I got kitty fluff up my nose, and there's kitty fluff in my teacup everywhere. So yeah, I'm really trying to not get interested in music again. I know that sounds weird, but you gotta understand, for a person like me, an interest in music is very, very expensive. You gotta realize, most people, when they say, oh, I'm interested in music, well, yeah, they satisfy their interest by downloading some free MP3s, and they listen to music for an hour. That's not what happens when I get interested in music. When I get interested in music, I have to spend a couple of $1,000s on some new musical instrument, and then I have to play it for months on an end. And that's very expensive. Musical instruments are very expensive. Oh, and I just remembered something. Yeah, the reason we got talking about gamelan last night is somebody was playing a hand pan, like a hung drum or something, and it sounds kind of gamelan-ish, because, you know, it's that bossed metallic gong sound, right? And boy, I remember when those broke a couple years ago. Wow. I wanted a hung drum so bad, but they were like $2,000, and there was like a waiting list that took like at least a year to even get your hands on one. It was ridiculous. And then other people started making them. They weren't quite as good as these ones, but yeah, now I don't think the demand is quite as high, and so the price is probably a little bit lower. But still, that doesn't mean I have the money to buy one. I do want one, though. And there's something else I really want, too, called an Ere Mbira. Oh, Ere Mbiras are also one of those things that are very expensive. You're not going to get one for less than about $2,000. And they're really cool, and they're all handmade, and, you know, it's just some guy in his garage making these things. Oh, and there goes Pippa. Okay, bye. See you later. And so there's a waiting list for these, and, you know, they build the ones they want. And so, you know, if they use some exotic wood and make it, you know, a 5-octave scale, these are the only models. They don't have any standard models, really. They kind of do, but they sell out, and it's just, it's crazy. And you gotta spend a lot of money. Someday. But what I really wish I had, more than these instruments, is I wish I had about 3 or 4 other people who had the same mindset as I do. You know, let's play weird instruments. Okay. And that way I could set people up and go, look, can you play these weird instruments? I'll play this weird instrument. We'll make some music. And then next week we'll get a gig and we'll go play somewhere. Yes, that is how I do it. I've started bands on shorter notice than that before. I think my record is 2 weeks from the time somebody said, we need to start a band until the gig, which was already set before the band was formed. I've done that a number of times too. Yeah, try this sometime. It's a good motivator. If you've always wanted to get into music but, you know, didn't feel motivated, here's what you do. Grab a calendar, find an open date about a month ahead of, you know, when you're looking at the calendar. Call up a music venue and, you know, book a gig. Then start a band, write some music, learn and rehearse the music, teach it to other people, and then go play the gig. That's a fun thing to do. And I would love to do that again. I do like to perform music, but if I'm performing music by myself, it's a lot of work because it requires a lot of equipment, a lot of instruments, a lot of MIDI stuff, a PA system, amplifiers, all kinds of crap, stands, and you gotta load up your car, and it takes an hour to load up your car, and then you gotta set up the stuff, and it takes forever, and if you're only one guy, it's not quite worth it. It's just a pain. So what I want to do is I want to find some other like-minded people, so I only have to carry one or two things in my car, and I only have to carry one or two things into the gig to set them up. And that's why I want to start an acoustic band. I don't want to haul a PA unless I really have to. I don't want to haul, you know, giant guitar amplifiers or anything like that. I don't know. Am I just getting lazy? It's possible. Oh, look at this. Max Verstappen got passed by Kimi Raikkonen. Ha ha. I do not like Max Verstappen. He does drive a Red Bull car, and plus, he's not cool. But he will be great someday. So the standings are now Hamilton, Ricciardo, Raikkonen, Verstappen, Vettel. Pretty excited about this. Dun, dun, dun. It's kind of an interesting race. Kind of an interesting race today. But one thing I would like to do is I'd like to have a band where I have some guy playing a cajon. And I'd like to have somebody playing like an accordion or a concertina or something with reeds, you know, like some kind of bagpipe, but not a great Highland bagpipe, something soft, something that isn't terribly loud. And I would love to have something like a hand drum, like a hand pan, like a hung drum or something like that. That would be a mighty cool little band, a really cool little music ensemble there. You could create some really, really interesting music. And this is the kind of music where you could, you know, stand on a street corner. And this would be a good time for it, because it's time for the College World Series here in Omaha. So you could just go downtown and play on a street corner as tourists walk by to go to the game. You could probably make over $100 in a 3-hour span before and after the game. Yeah, so if you want to see some, you know, shots of downtown Omaha, Nebraska, tune in to any coverage of the College World Series. I think it's airing on ESPN Networks. Omaha. We got all kinds of weird stuff going on here, and I'd love to tell you more about it, but we're out of time. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got a lot of racing and football to watch, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.